Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, or you have a subject or health topic that you need help with, or a health challenge that you or a loved one is dealing with, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to help make a difference in the world, if nutritional supplementation has helped you or a loved one, and you want to pay it forward, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more info. And also, you can purchase your favorite longevity products by calling 866-735-2470. Our number 844-236-6010. We're going to talk a little astrology at the bottom of the hour with Constance Stellis, author of multiple astrology books. That'll be at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so we have been talking about phosphorus, the light bearer, also known as Lucifer, one of the major elements in the body, one of the CHNOPS elements, C-H-N-O-P-S, that make up 99% of our bodies, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur. Phosphorus is found in the body in pretty small concentrations, probably around 1% or so. It's kind of like magical pixie dust that awakens the energy in the body. Phosphorus is an energizing vitamin. It's an electromagnetic vitamin. It has a powerful electrical force. Phosphorus deficiency is not really common because phosphorus is found in many high protein foods, chicken and turkey and pork and organ meats and clams and scallops and seafood. Dairy is a good source. Eggs are a good source. Most high protein foods are going to have some phosphorus in it. If you're a vegan, you probably get your phosphorus from seeds and from grains, nuts. Quinoa is a particularly good source of phosphorus. Of course, beans and lentils are good sources of phosphorus, and legumes in general. Soy is a good source of phosphorus. Most people aren't going to have a problem getting phosphorus in the diet. Hyperphosphatemia, too much phosphorus, can be a problem if you have kidney disease. And many people have kidney disease and don't even know it. The kidneys have a lot of redundancy built into them. So you can have 80% of your kidneys not functioning. You could be left with 20% of kidney function. You may not even know that you have kidney disease. It's kind of interesting. Some 90% of people, 90% of adults who have kidney disease don't even know they have kidney disease. And 40% of Americans who have severe kidney disease don't know that they have kidney disease. In other words, you have severe kidney disease and not even know it. Some 15% of Americans are dealing with kidney disease. The kidneys are your main source of excretion of phosphates. And while phosphorus deficiencies are not common, you can have phosphorus excesses, particularly because we get phosphorus from all kinds of sources. We get phosphorus as an additive in foods. Phosphorus has an ability to soften foods, so you'll find phosphorus as an additive in meats. Sometimes they'll put phosphorus as an additive in chicken, Boston chicken, for example. Food processors are really obsessed with making foods really soft. So you'll find phosphates in foods. You'll find phosphoric acid in soda pops. Phosphorus is kind of interesting. You don't want to have too much phosphorus. Attention deficit disorder and anxiety issues can be associated with too much phosphorus. If your kidneys are working appropriately, you probably won't have issues with phosphorus. The same cannot be said, unfortunately, with the environment. And as it turns out, phosphorus toxicity in the environment is a big issue, particularly in Florida. We'll be talking about that later. I'll probably talk about that tomorrow. So in any case, there's no free phosphorus in the body. For that matter, there's no free phosphorus really anywhere else. There is a little bit of phosphate ion in the bloodstream, but for the most part, phosphorus is found as phosphate. Phosphorus with oxygen attached to it. Phosphorus makes things happen. The Chinoff's elements, as I say, make up 99% of our bodies. Most of that is oxygen, a little bit of that is carbon, some hydrogen, nitrogen, and the rest of is about phosphorus, which is about 1%, and then a tiny, tiny little bit of sulfur. Phosphorus and sulfur are super highly magnetic. They pull things apart, specifically electrons and electrical energy, and this is what accounts for these two elements' very destructive properties, and that's why they're only found in the human body in small amounts, pixie dust, if you will. The electrical energy of phosphorus is used to make things happen in the body. Phosphorus is the element of activity and energy. Phosphorus is especially relevant for plant cells. And plants, from a historical perspective, this idea that phosphorus is important for plant cells has been recognized since the early days of farming, 10,000 years ago, maybe 8,000, 9,000 BC. And farming became in vogue. We were hunter-gatherers, and then we started to farm, and ancient farmers didn't really understand the technical aspect of phosphorus or chemicals or elements. They didn't know about electrons, of course, and they didn't know about the attractive power of phosphorus. They didn't even know what phosphorus was, but they were able to take advantage of phosphorus and its growth-stimulating properties, its energizing properties for improving crop yields by sprinkling crushed bones on the soil. Animals store their phosphorus in the bones, and crushed bones are a great source of phosphorus. And the early farmers, they didn't know it was phosphorus, but they knew that when they sprinkled crushed bones on their crops, they got better crops. And one of the first things that early organic chemists did in the 19th century, organic chemistry kind of got going in the beginning of the 19th century, 1820 or so. And one of the first things that the early organic chemists did was to try to take advantage of agriculture chemistry. They wanted to make crops. That was a big deal for early organic chemistry. And the organic chemists of the day were trying to make it easy and inexpensive to utilize the power of bone. They didn't really know what was in bone, but they did. They kind of knew there was phosphorus in bone, but they didn't know everything that was in bone. But they knew that there was phosphorus in bone, and they had an idea that phosphorus was probably, partially at least, responsible for the benefits of bone powder as a fertilizer. In 1840, a very famous German chemist — the Germans were big on organic chemistry. In fact, Germans basically invented organic chemistry. All the early organic chemists were Germans. And this guy, Justus von Liebig, who's considered the father of agricultural chemistry, came up with a way of producing a very highly concentrated superphosphate by dissolving bones in acid. And Liebig was the first guy to discover that the power of nitrogen also is in terms of fertilizer. Anyway, Liebig developed this superphosphate stuff, and all of a sudden farmers of the day had this powerful, powerful way to make their crops grow. And that was the superphosphate that Justus von Liebig came up with. Liebig also came up with another concept from which we derive our NPK fertilizers, the famous NPK fertilizers that make crops grow but aren't so great for human beings. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the break.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and all our lines open are open at 844-236-6010. Questions, comments, success stories are taken on the bright side, and if you have a comment or you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk to Constance Stellis
at the bottom of the hour, author of multiple astrology books, and I get your calls, if we have calls, this segment. All right, so I want to continue talking here about phosphorus, the light bearer, highly electrical phosphorus. If you see phos, P-H-O-S, on your ingredient deck, you'll know that you're dealing with a phosphorus food. Dicalcium phosphate, disodium phosphate, monosodium phosphate. These are all additives that are found in canned goods, processed foods. Phosphorus has a softening quality. It attracts water. So it's prized as an additive. Probably the most egregious food source of phosphorus is phosphoric acid, which is found in colas and various soda pops. If you have a phosphorus problem, if you have a kidney problem, I should say, and you're worried about phosphorus, you definitely want to stay away from soda pop and also from processed foods. But for the most part, we don't really have an issue with phosphorus. That's phosphorus. That's not true about the environment, unfortunately, and phosphorus in the environment is a big problem, mostly from agricultural runoff, phosphorus being a major component of fertilizers, NPK fertilizers. NPK stands for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and these are three elements that are required for plant growth. Back in the days of the beginning days of organic chemistry, that was one of the first things that organic chemists were focused on, was how they could make crops grow using organic chemistry, and they started to focus on the bone powder that had been used for centuries in order to grow crops, and they figured out there's phosphorus in the bones, and Justus von Liebig came up with a way of concentrating phosphorus into a super phosphorus solution. He also understood the power of nitrogen. He actually is the guy who came up with this concept of NPK. He actually first came up with something he called the Law of Minimums. And the Law of Minimums stated that there were nutrient basics, or there were nutrient minimums, that were required to assure optimum plant growth. Law of Minimums said that it wasn't abundant nutrients that made plants grow, but it was the presence of the scarce nutrients. In other words, he understood, von Liebig understood, that not having specific nutrients could act as a limiting factor in plant growth, and this is where the concept of NPK fertilizers came from. They figured, well, if we just put NPK in there, you're going to get great plants. Now, at the time, we didn't know what vitamins were, and we didn't know what phytonutrients were, and we didn't know even what protein and essential fats, and we didn't really understand nutrition in the middle of the 19th century. So they figured, well, if the plants are growing, that's a good thing, and we'll have lots of food. And so what ended up happening is we did get lots of food in terms of calories, but we didn't get lots of nutritious food. And that's the problem today. We figured out how to make plants grow, but we didn't figure out how to make plants nutritious. So we're all subsisting on lots of calories without enough nutrients. And this all started with this concept of NPK fertilizers making plants grow. In any case, the practice of deriving phosphorus from dissolving bone became very successful and very popular, and Liebig became a scientific celebrity, a scientific royalty. And within a few years, producers started to run out of bones. These super phosphorus solutions that were derived from bones, derived from dissolving bones, became so popular, they ran out of bones. And that forced scientists to come up with techniques to extract phosphorus from the earth, rock phosphorus, if you will. And by 1847, commercial production of rock phosphate was initiated. And these days, fertilizer phosphorus is almost completely derived from Mother Earth. And this so-called rock phosphate, which is the form that's found in most NPK fertilizers, that's phosphorus in combination with nitrogen and potassium, two other critical growth plant cell growth stimulants, is really, those are the three main elements that plants utilize in order to grow. Unfortunately, as I say, plants grow, and they grow prolifically, but they can't make plants healthy. NPK fertilizers can't make healthy, strong, nutritious plants, and the overuse of these growth stimulants for plants has created a huge health problem. We're all eating lots of calories, but we're not getting the nutrients we need, and it all begins with this soil depletion fertilizer-driven plant growth. Yes, it's true. NPK fertilizers will get you abundant plant calories, but because these plants need more than NPK to make their proteins and vitamins and other nutrients to make them nourishing and nutritious, their use has led to the ingestion of plants that don't have the nutrition that's required to make healthy human bodies. For most of history, the fertilizers that we use from an ancient farmers used was based in animal waste. Guano was especially prized. Guano is made from bat poop, bat waste. Dried animal blood was used. They call that blood meal. And they used to rotate crops and soil was rested. And for sure, NPK fertilizers work, but they just don't work to make nutritious plants. Then there's a whole other issue when it comes to phosphates, and that is phosphate as an environmental pollutant. Phosphorus itself is not really toxic, but phosphorus has some really interesting effects on things that grow in water. Phosphorus is a very powerful life-giving and electrical element, and it's a very powerful growth stimulant. It makes everything grow. It makes people grow, it makes plants grow, and it makes algae grow. And this phosphorus growth, the growth that's triggered by phosphorus, makes things grow in water. Phosphorus is only found in living systems in tiny concentrations. It's like magical pixie dust that awakens things. And all that phosphorus that's in our environment from fertilizers and fertilizer runoff is wreaking havoc on water systems, especially in Florida, where phosphate wastes are particularly problematic. Phosphate is not only a fertilizer waste, but it's also used in industrial waste, and there's phosphate mines in Florida. And the same stimulation of crops that the phosphorus and NPK is stimulating is enhancing the growth of algae and throwing off the ecological balance of various waterways in Florida, leaving behind an awful smelling and also sometimes toxic mess, as well as a lot of dead fish and a lot of dead water, dead life in the water. The algae blooms rob the water of oxygen. They rob the water of nutrients. It just throws off the entire agricultural balance. And correcting the problem is not easy. Remember, phosphorus is a powerful magnetic element. It sticks to things. It doesn't want to come out. And just like phosphorus in the body bonds with calcium, phosphorus in soil bonds with minerals in the soil. And this bonding creates this kind of sustained release phenomena where phosphorus is released slowly from the soil into various waterways, into rivers and lakes and estuaries. And it's especially bad when you have heavy rainfall. It can take years, take decades, maybe centuries for all of the soil phosphorus to come out of the soil and finally enter into all the water. It's kind of like a sustained release source of phosphorus. In Florida, one of the most effective of these waterways is a freshwater lake called Lake Okeechobee, the second largest freshwater lake in the lower 48 states. And it is a huge, huge problem. Lake Okeechobee is in the southern part of Florida, just a little bit to the west of Palm Beach and a little north of Fort Lauderdale. And it's really created a huge, huge problem. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. We'll continue talking about phosphorus. And also, I want to talk a little bit about vitamin D and its relationship to phosphorus on our coming Bright Side episodes. Constant Stellis is with us.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado touched down in the Chicago suburbs of Naperville and Woodridge in the overnight hours, causing severe damage to some of the homes in the area. There have been no reports of any serious injuries or fatalities. As of midnight, ComEd reported that 34,000 customers were without power. As law and order across major cities in the United States is taking a turn for the worse, a campaign volunteer for New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was stabbed multiple times following an argument in the Bronx Sunday afternoon. The 42-year-old victim remains in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday continued to reject the premise of the For the People Act. The senator said, "We had the largest turnout in the history of the United States. The states are in charge of voting in America." End quote. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With a tone of no confidence in Vice President Kamala Harris's role as border czar, over 50 members of Congress have asked President Biden to remove the vice president from the border crisis. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that Harris has not visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn quite a lot in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open, and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there, and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four teams remain for hockey's Stanley Cup. Sunday night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens in overtime, 2-1 to even the series at 2. Monday night, the New York Islanders and Tampa Bay Lightning will break their series, also tied at 2, in the best of 7. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BrightSideBen.com. You'll find a search engine. If you miss a program or want to review a subject, you can hit the search engine at brightsideben.com. We have 10 years plus archived information. We have the longevity products at brightsideben.com. And you can also take a look at our blog, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for videos and news stories and blog posts. All the longevity products are up on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a home-based business. Brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com are the websites. And also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. at TruthTreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne and eczema and psoriasis, as well as more mundane day-to-day issues like dry skin and hyperpigmentation and aging skin and dark spots. All our True Skin Health products are available at TruthTreatments.com, and make sure to take a look at our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients. All our products are up at TruthTreatments.com, and don't forget to take a peek at our TruthReviewed.com page for our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest. Constant Stellis is an astrologer and a prolific author. Her newest book is How to Be an Astrologer. Her website is ConstantStellis.com, and that's S-T-E-L-L-A-S, ConstantStellis.com. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Constance Stellis. Hello, Constance.
Hello, Ben. Nice to speak with you. We've spoken before, I do believe.
We have spoken before, and thank you for coming on. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
Do you go by Constance? What's the best way? How should I refer
you? Well, it's a mouthful, but Constance.
It is kind of.
I know. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I was
Constance.
Named for my grandmother, and she was Greek, so it's really Costandina, but that's worse. So,
oh, that is worse. Okay. We'll call you Constance. All right. So here's the deal, Constance. I've been studying astrology for many years myself, and I've always intrigued by people's misunderstanding of astrology. It's not like, I'm sure you can relate, right? So first of all, your new book is How to Be an Astrologer, so I want to talk about that a little bit. Tell us, you know, when you see astrology in the newspapers, you always, what we see is the sun sign, right? Tell us a little bit about what that means. The sun sign and how that relates to all the other different aspects, and tell us a little bit about some of the important non-sun sign aspects that are associated with astrology.
Every person has an astrology chart. Every person, and that consists of the position, and this is mathematical. The position of the sun when you were born. Like if I remember correctly, you were a Pisces.
That's correct.
So that means that the sun was in the zodiac sign of Pisces when you were born. But that is really not the full picture, because every person has a moon position, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and then there are all sorts of kind of quasi-planets and asteroids and fixed stars if you want to get really complex. But the ancients, as they stood and looked at the sky and noticed the heavens as they moved, and they were only able to see up to Saturn without a telescope.
Uh-huh.
But that was good enough. So that made a chart that made a plan, blueprint.
Yeah,
exactly. So when you look in the newspaper, first of all, almost all of those horoscopes are computer generated. In other words, all Libras get the same horoscope. And it's only based on the position of the sun. And it started very recently, in 1930 or in the 30s somehow, in Britain, regarding the flack between Wallace Simpson and the king who abdicated, Edward, I believe. And someone kind of had this idea about putting sun sign astrology in the paper, and it was wildly popular. And it's wildly popular today. So it's not nothing, but it's not the full picture. And anybody who's getting up in the morning and not doing anything until they read the horoscope has another problem. That's not an astrology problem.
So now, what exactly is the sun sign? Is that it obviously has some meaning, right?
Absolutely. The sun sign is your personality. It is a major influence in your life. But if we're talking about marriage and relationships or relationships and romance, we want to know about the moon. We want to know about Venus. We want to know about Mars.
You need an astrologer. You need to go to an astrologer for that, because
yeah,
there's no sources for that.
you can go to the apps. You know, I know there are a lot of CoStar and Patterns or whatever it's called. I don't know. But again, this is pre-programmed astrology. And it does offer some wisdom. Okay, because astrology is very old and very rich. But anybody born on your birthday around that time in that location is going to get the same thing. And we all know people are very different. Very different.
So you get fine-tuned by your moon and by your Saturn and by your Mercury. All, is that right?
And then, yes. And so not only the position, but how they are arranged in the wheel of the horoscope. I say, I tell everybody, it looks like a pizza pie divided into 12 sections.
Houses.
And around those sections or houses that govern very different aspects of life is the placement of your planets. So somebody could be born, and that's dependent on the time of birth, because the time gives us the ascendant, which was on the horizon when a person was born. Mm. So it's a little complicated. It's a little complicated. And the reason to go to an astrologer is that he or she can put it together for you and be very specific about how it connects with your life and what you need to know.
So because it's related to timing, it also you can read events, like the time of events will have an astrological chart, right? Or
absolutely.
Countries, whenever the country was born, they'll have an astrological destiny. Is that right?
Absolutely. We have a chart for the United States of America, which is July 4th, 1776, Philadelphia, PA. And there's a discrepancy about the time. Some people say 5:16 p.m. Mm. Other people have other times, and astrologers like to argue about it. But the day, year, and place is fixed. That's it.
So the sun sign of the United States is Cancer then, right?
That's right.
So what does that mean? What are the implications of that? Real quick, we're going to take a break here.
Oh, okay.
Just real quick, what does that mean? What are
mom
the implications?
And apple pie. No, that's a joke.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
We are a nurturing nation. We are sentimental. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
And we are protective of the world. Here, before, things are changing now.
Are we feminine? Are we feminine? Right? That would be the implication, no?
Cancer is a feminine sign, but our moon sign is Aquarius, not feminine. And
so
our rising sign is...
Yeah, I want to talk about the whole rising thing and the whole moon thing when we come back. And then also about your book, How to Be an Astrologer.
Okay.
So I think that'll be helpful for folks. We've got Constance Stellis with us. We're talking a little bit of astrology on the bright side, more with Constance Stellis, her website, ConstanceStellis.com. Love the name Constance Stellis, by the way.
I know.
Constance Stellis on the bright side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Say. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Constance Stellis about astrology, and that is your real name, right? Stellis.
Yes, just fortuitously. Yes,
just just fortuitously, all right. So you've got lots of experience, 25 years of experience, and you practice as an astrologer. I imagine you see clients or folks come to see you for counseling.
And then I have people I've worked with for over 25 years, because astrology is a great tool. Not only is it interesting, but for timing, you know, is this a good day?
Should I get married, or when I should get married, or when I should take this job, or should I move?
Yes.
Yeah. Very interesting. Now, Constance, I want to talk about your new book. Before we get to that, you say there's like all these different planets and houses, and it does get kind of complicated, but there's three main aspects, as I understand. There's the sun sign, there's the rising, and then there's the moon. Tell us a little bit about those three aspects and how they interrelate.
The signposts of anyone's chart, of anyone's personality. The ascendant is based on the time of birth. If the more accurate birth time you have, if you know it, then the more accurate chart. And that, I say, it's the face that we wear to the outside world. It's not a false face, but oftentimes it's not what down deep is our real personality. And sometimes they're in harmony and sometimes they're not.
Well, hang on to that. Hang on, Constance. Yeah. You're saying sometimes the sun sign and the rising sign are in harmony and sometimes they're not?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. So example is, let's say you have a Pisces, a very sensitive water sign on the horizon. You're going to project feelings of compassion, of sensitivity, usually a little bit late for things. That's neither here nor there, but the whole kind of sensitivity of Pisces. But if your sun sign is Aries, the first fire sign, then down deep you're a contender.
Firebrand.
Yeah, you're a firebrand, exactly. And so your life will be about balancing how you protect yourself and how you feel to be inside. And it will be, you know, it can be balanced. It's not like you have to be one or the other. And then we add the moon, which is our emotional repertoire. And let's say the moon is also in a watery sign, such as Scorpio or Cancer. So that would temper the firebrand Aries of not really being able to go full tilt. I've seen some charts, though, that have all three positions in one side, sun, moon, and ascendant. So that person is uber typified of the sign.
So first of all, I have a Pisces sun, but I also have a Leo moon and a Leo rising.
So that would
mean that the Leo, all that activity of the Leo, the shiningness of the Leo would modify somehow the Pisces?
It would dominate. Modify is a little polite.
Okay. All right.
Because that's a lot of fire. And also, Leo is an extremely extroverted, generous, giving, outward. It's a masculine sign, a yang sign. And masculine has nothing to do with sexuality. It's whether the energy goes out or is receptive. And Pisces is a yin sign, receptive. Mm. So, I mean, it's interesting because I know you're a pharmacist and you also do this radio show. Mm-hmm. All medicines and drugs, good or bad drugs, are ruled by Pisces. You have a foot in the door in terms of understanding medicines and things that we can ingest to improve or hit the sky.
Is there a relationship between Jupiter and Pisces and Leo?
Not between Pisces and Leo, but Jupiter is the planet that has two. There are two planets that have two rulers, because in ancient times we could see Jupiter, we could see Saturn. In ancient times we had 12 signs, but we only had a few planets. You know, five planets.
Double up.
Exactly. So Jupiter has as its ruler old in antiquity Pisces. But now, also in Sagittarius. So there's two.
Oh, Sagittarius. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So what is the planet of Leo? Oh, Leo would be the sun, right? Is that the planet?
That's right. It's not a planet. It's considered a light. Leo
super big.
Is ruled or rules the sun. And the moon is ruled by watery Cancer.
Okay. Now you have those three aspects, and there's so many different aspects, but we don't have a lot of time here, but there's three aspects, the rising, the moon, and the sun, then the sun sign. Do they all work together, or is one more important? Is the sun more important, or is the rising more important, or they all work together? They're of equal importance.
Well, I would say the challenge of life is putting them together, you know? I would say the sun gives, let's put it this way. They also have different age time periods of when they dominate. The moon dominates for the first 7 years of life. A kid is completely ruled by his or her emotions and automatic reactions to things. There's no thinking about it. It's I like it or I like it. It makes me sad. It makes me cry. It makes me laugh. Then as we go through teenage years, the sun becomes more predominant. And then by the time you get to 21, and then certainly after 30, you're not really as bound by your personality because you're maneuvering in the world and what to do with your life. Then we would look to see for the ascendant what's happening on what's called the angles of the chart. They are the strongest in terms of events. So when a planet transits, that means planets in the sky affecting your natal chart, when it passes by the ascendant or the descendant, there are a couple of other names not to clog everybody's brain, then they can bring events. There are certain points in the chart that are stronger than other parts.
All right, speaking of events, let's just zoom out to the macro picture here. What's going on in the world today from an astrological perspective?
Well, I am working on an article called Transformation Don't Come Easy, and that's what's going on.
Oh, wow.
Specifically, the United States, since we discussed the chart, is having what's called a Pluto return. And this will happen on February 22nd, 2022. And it means that Pluto in the sky has completed an entire cycle around the chart of the United States and is coming back to the position it was in on July 4th, 1776.
Is that a bad
thing? Doesn't happen to a person because nobody so far has lived more than 200 years. But, and it's not so common in histories and in charts of nations. But Pluto, as we remember from our mythology, is god of the underworld. And he brings light to decay, death, power mongering, hate, all the kind of things.
Exposes it? You mean exposes it?
Yes, that's a better word, exposes it. So we are grappling with the very foundations of the power structure in this country and seeing where it was effective and where it needs to be changed. And it's not, as I've been saying in this article, trying to get it clear, it's not a matter of one party or another party, this bill passing, this bill not passing. It's an entire spiritual transformation that is ongoing.
How long? What kind of time frame are we looking at here?
Well, I expect that after this date, February 22, 2022, things will become clearer. But we're talking about at least 10 years. Doesn't mean 10 years of COVID, but it does mean that I start to call it the COVID patina. The ramifications of COVID are now the important aspects of what's going on, not in the healthcare system, but also in terms of the environment, in terms of social relationships, in terms of cyberspace, and it's a global situation. So what we're looking at is before it was me and my world. Okay, that was it. Well, I think the shift now is me within the entire world. Because if COVID proved anything, we sink or swim together.
Oh, you know what? We're out of time. There's so much more I wanted to talk to you about. Real quick, we only have a couple seconds here. Was this predictable? Could you have predicted what's happening in the world based on astrology?
I did not. And in fact, there was only one astrologer who did, and it's a fascinating story. I'll be happy to come back and
tell
you.
We'll have to have you back on. Constance Dellis, ConstanceDellis.com. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side. We didn't get to talk about your new book, though, but I think it's really interesting, How to Be an Astrologer. We'll have you back on, Constance. Hang on the line, will you? I want to just say goodbye to you in person. Thank you so much. That's Constance Dellis, her website, ConstanceDellis.com. She has a bunch of astrology books, super interesting. And check out her books on Amazon.com, all available on Kindle as well. And that's it for The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for joining us. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.